نستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead Him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for Him. I bear witness that no deity, no object of worship, no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you deny your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this religion, and every newly invented matter in this religion is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. Before we deal with our topic today, al-khilafa, or leadership, we're going to, insha'Allah ta'ala, explain the methodology and the understanding that this lecture and the coming lectures, insha'Allah ta'ala, would be based on. Because we want the people to know, insha'Allah ta'ala, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has not left His creation alone to go astray in these times of fitna and widespread corruption, but that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made the methodology of following the Quran and the Sunnah clear to everyone. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala lays it out Himself in His book, after I say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala قال يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and don't render your deeds invalid. Don't render your deeds invalid by disobedience to Allah and His Messenger by leaving the religion of Islam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this ayah is establishing for us the methodology of our religion that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has guided us to, and that is that we obey Allah and we obey the Messenger. That we follow the Quran and we follow the Sunnah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hikam ibn Abdi Munaf sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This point of following the Quran and the Sunnah and obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a point that no two Muslims on the face of the earth, past and present, have ever differed in. No Muslim No two Muslims on the face of the earth, past and present, have ever differed that this religion of Islam is based on two sources, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite this agreement on these two sources, we see that the Muslims have divided themselves up into groups and sects, just like the disbelieving people. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in His book, in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had explained that which would save us from falling into these groups and these sects after we had agreed that the methodology of Islam is following the Quran and the Sunnah. And for that reason, we wanted to mention this third point that is important, that will explain that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have wanted from humanity. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala lays it out that after He has commanded us to obey Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He has commanded us to follow the way of the believers. And that we are to practice and to understand the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding, the methodology and practical application of the way of the believers, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala alludes to that in His Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, as He says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in this Quran, and whoever opposes the Messenger after clear guidance has come to him and follows a path other than the path of the believers, we will turn him to that which he has sent himself to, and we will enter him into Jahannam or what an evil abode. It could have been sufficient for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala al-Hakim, the wise, to say in His Quran, whoever opposes the Messenger after clear guidance has come to him, we will turn him to that which he turns himself to and enter him to Jahannam or what an evil abode. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala al-Hakim al-Alim felt it very proper to add, and follows a path other than the path of the believers. And follows a path other than the path of the believers. This Quran and the Sunnah that we have been commanded to follow, we have been also commanded to follow it with the methodology, the understanding and practical application of the way of the believers. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and others in Imam al-Tirmidhi, is going on to explain this verse in the Quran to show us what is the way of the believers, as it is the duty of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to humanity what was revealed to him, to them, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nahl, وَنَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And we have revealed to you the zikr, or revelation. We have revealed to you, O Muhammad, the zikr, or revelation, so that you can explain to humanity that which was revealed to him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith says, فَتَفْتَرِقُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى 73 فِرْقَةً كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةً قِيلَ مَا الْوَاحِدَةَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قال ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. The Prophet of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, said that this ummah will be divided into 73 sects. This ummah will be divided into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except one. All of them being astray and lost and off the right path exactly except one. They question, which one, Ya Rasulullah? He says, the one that adheres to what I adhere to today and my companions. It could have also been sufficient for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who doesn't speak on his own desires, as Allah says, وَمَا يَنْفِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that he doesn't speak on his own desires, he only speaks from revelation revealed to him. It could have been sufficient for him to say that saved sect, that group that is on that which is correct, is that one that adheres to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adheres to and stops. But he felt it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, important to add, and my companions, to show us
that the way of the believers that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow in our methodology and understanding and practical application of obedience to Allah and His Messenger is following the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Prophet of Allah explains in another hadith collected by Imam Ahmad when he was questioned, who is the best of mankind? And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ana wallazina ma'i thumma allazina 'ala al-athar thumma allazina 'ala al-athar. In this authentic hadith, when the Prophet was questioned, who is the best of humanity, he said, I am. Then those that are with me, referring to his companions. Then the people that follow their traces, then the people that follow their traces. Then the people that follow what they left behind, and then the people that came after them, who followed what they left behind. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, is explaining a little clearer who are those people that form the way or the path of the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow in obedience to Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Prophet of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, and a narration that is more common to the Muslims, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, that the best of humanity is my generation, then the generation that followed them, then the generation that followed them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us in this authentic hadith collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, a hadith that no Muslim doubts of the authenticity, that the best of humanity after the messengers and prophets of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then those that follow them, and then those that follow them. And this is the way of the believers, and this is the da'wah that this program is based on, and that all of my talks and the talks of the brothers is based on. This is the da'wah as-salafiyyah that the people are asking about. This is the da'wah of al-Islam. The da'wah as-salafiyyah is the da'wah of Islam, the da'wah that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was practiced by His companions. Every other da'wah, every other program, every other group, every other imam or sheikh that is on something other than this da'wah to salafiyyah is on something other than what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has revealed. I'm not saying that he's outside of Islam. I'm saying he's not on the straight path that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded us to follow when he said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صَرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And this is my path, the straight path. I command you to follow it, and don't follow any other path, for they will lead you from my path. Do not follow any other path, for they will lead you from my path. These groups that have come up in these days and times since the fall of the Khilafah, and the groups are numerous, and the imams are numerous, and the sheikhs are too many. Everybody has their own program, and everyone's calling the people to their program. And we're still wondering, what is the truth, and how do we know which program is the best? That group has some good characteristics and some bad. That group has some good characteristics and some bad. That group has some good characteristics and some bad. But all of the groups have one thing in common. They have a man other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who started that group. And we know that everyone after him alayhi salatu wa sallam has the possibility of being correct or incorrect. Everyone has the possibility of being correct or incorrect, except the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did not speak on his own desires. He only spoke from revelation revealed to him. These groups that are out there in the Muslim world and in the land of the Kufar are claiming to be on the straight path. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showed us that which we should do when we differ and fall into these groups, so that we can know what is that straight path that we should be following and not any other path. And it was the path that was explained to you, the path of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then those that followed them, and then those that followed them, and this is the da'wah to salafiyyah. This is the da'wah of Islam. As far as those other groups, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah said, and we have revealed to you the book, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have revealed to you the Quran, so that you could explain to them and the matters that they differ in. Is this group the best or that group the best? It is guidance and a mercy for people who believe. Just as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in another ayah, showing us that when we fall into these differences, that we should take them back to Allah and to His Messenger, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commands us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger and those leaders and scholars from among you. InshaAllah ta'ala, we have done this, and because of following our leaders and our scholars, we have fallen into differences. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, went on to show us what we could do if we fell into these differences, to come back to the straight path of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he went on in this ayat in Surah An-Nisa. And if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah, meaning the book of Allah, and to the Messenger, to him directly during his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to his sunnah, that which has been authentically reported on him after his death. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that is better as a final decision. The Messenger of Allah himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has proven to us that the only group, that the only da'wah, that the only program, that the only methodology or understanding of this religion that is correct is obedience to Allah, obedience to His Messenger, and following the Salaf. As the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed his daughter Fatima when he was nearing his death, and this hadith collected by Sahih Muslim, and it's a long hadith, and I just want to point out the part to show that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will decide this affair that we have differed in. He told her sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَاصْبِرِي فَإِنَّهُ نِعْمَ سَلَفُ أَنَا لَكِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his daughter Fatima bint Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anha, fear Allah and be patient, because I am the best salaf for you. Because I am the best salaf for you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself in this hadith, when he said, فَإِنَّهُ نِعْمَ سَلَفُ أَنَا لَكِ, I am the best salaf for you. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the founder of this methodology and this understanding and this da'wah to salafiyya. The actual word itself and the understanding and the application of this methodology is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he told his daughter, I am the best salafu for you. Name a group that will say that the founder of that group is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, we know Hassan al-Banna, for example, is the founder of Ikhwan al-Muslimin. And you can take any group that you want to take, and you'll find out who their founder is. The founder of this da'wah to salafiyya is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And he mentioned in another authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Darimi, and this hadith is also in Sahih Muslim, Sahih al-Bukhari, without the mentioning of the word salaf, but it is mentioned in the narration of Imam al-Darimi, which is also authentic. يَذْهَبُ الصَّالِحُونَ أَسْلَافًا. The righteous will die off as your salaf. The people who are your salaf, who are righteous, will die off. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us that our righteous salaf that we have been commanded to follow are the people who have died off, the people who have come before us. And this da'wah to salafiyya, we're saying, it's not a da'wah that was invented today, yesterday, by me or any imam, that the founder and originator of this da'wah is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he informed his companion. his daughter, Fatima bint Muhammad, I am the best seller for you. And the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the people after them to follow the salaf who came before them. As Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya ma'ashar al-qurra, khudu tariqa min qablikum. O people who are reciters of the Quran, take the path of the people who came before you. This is the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling the people to follow those who came before them. Their companions are the Tabi'een, for example, Abu Al-Aliya, rahimahullah, who died 111 Hijra, said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ الْأَوَّلِ الَّذِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَتَفَرَّقُوا. I command you to follow the first command that the people were on before the differences arise. Here he is calling the people, a Tabi'een, to follow those who came before them. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, who came after him, who died 150 Hijra, said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْأَثَرِ وَتَرِيقَةِ السَّلَفِ. I command you to hold fast to the narration, that which was narrated to you from the people who came before you, and follow the path of the Salaf. Who came after him, Abu Amr al-Awza'i rahimahullah, who died 156, also said the same thing. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ عَلَى السُّنَّةِ وَقِفْ حَيْثُ وَقَفَ الْقَوْمُ وَقُلْ بِمَا قَالُوا وَكَفْ عَمَّا كَفُّوا عَنْهُ وَاسْلُكْ سَبِيلَ سَلَفِكَ الصَّالِحِ فَإِنَّهُ يَسَعَ كَمَا وَسَعَهُمْ. Al-Uzayn said, be patient with following the sunnah and stop where the people stop who came before you, and stop where they stop, and say what they said, and refrain from that which they refrained from, and follow the path of your righteous salaf who came before you, because what was sufficient for them is sufficient for you. Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, who died 620, went to show that this is Islam, this is a da'wah of Islam, and every other da'wah other than the da'wah to salafiyyah is other than the pure, correct da'wah of Islam. As he said, قد ثبت وجوب اتباع السلف رحمة الله عليهم بالكتاب والسنة والإجماع. That following the Salaf, may Allah show His mercy on them, has been proven that it is compulsory to follow them from the Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus of the ulama. Imam al-Nawawi, the famous scholar of Islam who died 676 Hijra, who is the author of 40 Hadith and Gardens of the Righteous or Ar-Riyad al-Saliheen, he made it very clear also, as he says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الصَّوَابَ الْمُخْتَارِ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَفِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ فَهَذَا هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَغْتَرَّنَّ بِكَثْرَةِ مَنْ يُخَالِفُهُ. And know and have knowledge that that which is correct and that which should be chosen is that which the Salaf were on. May Allah be pleased with them. This is the truth, so don't be fooled by how many people oppose that. Imam Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, who died 728 Hijra, also explained this point as he says, لَا عَيْبَ عَلَى مَنْ أَظْهَرَ مَذْهَبَ السَّلَفِ وَانْتَسَبَ إِلَيْهِ وَاعْتَزَ إِلَيْهِ بَلْ يَجِبُ قُبُولُ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ بِالْاتِّفَاقِ فَإِنَّ مَذْهَبَ السَّلَفِ لَا يَقُونُ إِلَّا حَقًا. There is no shame, or there should be no criticism for the one who openly expresses following the madhab or the way of the Salaf, and he attributes himself to it by saying Salafi, and he attributes himself to it by saying Salafi. Salafi means I attribute myself or my deen and my understanding of this religion to the Salaf who came before me, namely the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Tabi'een, then the Tabi'een. He said, it is compulsory with a consensus, an agreement, that it is compulsory to accept from a person his open statement that he's following the Salaf. Because the Salaf could have never come with anything other than the truth. Imam al-Shawkani, who died 1250 Hijra, also explained it as he says, إنه لا ينبغي لعالم أن يدين بغير ما دان به السلف الصالح من الصحابة والتابعين وتابعيهم من الوقوف على ما تقتضيه أدلة الكتاب والسنة. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah also says, it is not befitting or proper for a scholar, an alim, or a person who has some knowledge to worship Allah on other than that which the Salaf al-Salih worshipped Allah on. From among the companions, the Sahaba, and then the Tabi'een, or their companions, and then the Tabi'een, and then those that followed them. This is what the Quran and the Sunnah prove. We can go on and on, and this isn't the topic of our lecture today, to show that the da'wah to Salafiyyah is the da'wah of Islam. It is the correct methodology and understanding of Islam, and everything other than that is incorrect. This is the da'wah that leads the people to Jannah, as Allah, our Lord, has said in His book in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 100, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the foremost predecessors from among the Muhajirin and the Ansar and those that followed them بإحسان or with goodness, for the way that they did their things, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him, and He has prepared for them Jannah, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever, and that is the greatest achievement. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in His Quran makes it very clear to us that the path that Allah is pleased with, that the path that leads to Jannah is following the righteous Salaf who came before us, and on the top of them is the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then his companions, and then those that followed them, and then those that followed them. Before we got into our topic, I wanted to make it very clear that this is the da'wah of Islam. And that when we're going to discuss the issue of the Khalifa and the Khilafah or leadership among the Muslims, it's very clear to know who is on the right path from which the Khilafah or the Khalifa should come up from. So that people wouldn't be confused that a particular group of people or a particular following of a certain Imam or so on would be the people because of their large numbers, because of the charisma of their leader, because of the strength that they have or the weapons that they have, that they should be the people of the Khilafah, that they should be the leaders or the Khalifa should come from them. But the Khalifa and the Khilafah, it is only proper for it to be established. It is only proper that it stem from those people on the da'wah to Salafiyyah, the people who are calling to the Quran and the Sunnah, the way that it was practiced and understood by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those that followed them to the Day of Judgment. Insha'Allah ta'ala, I want to base this talk on the Khilafah from ayat in the from one ayah in the Quran and its explanation, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes it very clear how this Khilafah would come about in one ayah in the Quran. But I'm going to read the ayat before and after it so that you can see the context that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions this ayat that insha'Allah ta'ala would be the topic of discussion for the Khilafah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nur, verses 51-56, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن أمرتهم ليخرجن قل لا تقسموا طاعة معروفة إن الله خبير بما تعملون قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فإن تولوا فإنما عليه ما حمل وعليكم ما حملتم وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون لا تحسبن الذين كفروا معجزين في الأرض مأواهم النار ولبئس المصير. الله تبارك وتعالى tells us in the Quran, as I translate, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow me to make this translation a correct one, inshallah. Ameen. Allah tells us that the statement, the only statement of the believers when they are called to let Allah and His Messenger judge between them is that they say, we hear and we obey. And they are the successful. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala uses two words in the Quran here. وَيَخْشَى اللَّهُ وَيَسْتَقِيمُ. And fear Allah and fear Allah. The first fear Allah means to fear Allah from that which you did in the past. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't hold you accountable for those things you did in the past. And fear Allah, the second time, means to fear Allah for those things you haven't done in the future. So here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in His Quran is using two words that we use one word in English to say, fear Allah and fear Allah, meaning fear Allah for the things you did in the past and fear Allah for that which you might do in the future. And those, they are the successful. And they swear by Allah with their strongest oath that if they were commanded, they would go out. If they were commanded to fight in jihad, they would go out. Allah says, say, do not swear. Ta'atun ma'rufa. Obedience, well known. And this has two possible meanings, as Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah explains in the Quran and other scholars of tafsir, that this obedience that is well known means that it is obedience on your tongue by saying, if we were commanded, we would do it. It is obedience on your tongues, but it isn't that which you believe in your heart, because you know that what you say, you're not going to do it. Excuse me for the interruption. But I just want to say to all the brothers that are downstairs, would you please come up to the lecture hall, because as we know in Islam, there's no free mixing between the men and the women. Let the women down there do what they have to do. We request to all the brothers, now we're telling the brothers that they cannot be downstairs in the vending area right now unless you are a vendor. All the males of puberty should be upstairs in the lecture hall. Jazakallah khair.
Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying ta'atu ma'rufa, or obedience that is well known on your tongue but is not lived out in your actions. Just as Allah mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Oh, you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? Hateful in the sight of Allah that you say that which you don't do. I swear by Allah, if I was commanded to follow the da'wah to salafiyya, because it's that which Allah commands in the Quran, I'd follow it. A statement on your tongue, but it is an obedience that is well known, meaning that type of obedience that you say on your tongue, but you don't live out with your body parts. Or it has the possibility of meaning obedience that is well known is with a sincere intention is better for you than the obedience sincerity of living up to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going back to the beginning of the ayah, says, and they swear by their strongest oath that if they were commanded, then they would go out. If they were commanded to fight jihad, then they would go out. Say, do not swear, this is a ta'a ma'rufa, or obedience well known. Indeed, Allah knows well what you do.
or Allah is a khabir of what you do. Say, I command you to obey Allah and to obey the Messenger, and whoever turns away, then they're responsible, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is responsible for what he did, and you are responsible for what you do, and if you obey him, you will be guided, and the Messenger's job is only to spread the message clearly. And this ayah that's coming up is the ayah which would be the topic of our discussion of the khilafah. Allah has promised those from among you who believe and do righteous deeds that we will make them leaders, or we will establish for them the khilafah, or we will make them khulafa in the land, just as we have made khulafa or the khilafah or leadership for those who came before them. And we will make the deen that Allah is pleased with for them firm. And we will replace their hope, or we will replace their fear with peace and security. They worship me, and they don't ascribe any partners in me. And whoever denies this blessing after that, then they are among those who are outside of the obedience to Allah. And I command you to establish the salah and pay the zakat. And I command you to obey the Messenger, so that perchance mercy would be shown to you. And do not think that the disbelievers are successful in the land. Their abode is the hellfire, or what an evil abode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, as He is giving us the answer, or He is showing us the way that this khilafah ship, or this leadership, or the bringing about of the Khalifa is going to be established. But I wanted to show you the context so you can see that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these ayahs before and after are commanding us to obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is putting us in this framework, in this mindset, that we should be those who obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we shouldn't be among those who say on our tongues, yeah, we follow the Quran and the Sunnah, and they and our actions and our deeds, we're not among those people who follow the Quran and the Sunnah. When we say we want to establish the Khilafah or this leadership, we're not going to look to a particular group and their methodology to establish the Khilafah for the Muslims. We're going to look at the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find the answers to the problems that we find ourselves facing as Muslims in this world. Especially this problem that we find ourselves in with the absence of the Khalifa. And that the Muslims have broken off into different groups, each group happily rejoicing in its own program of falsehood, thinking that it is the group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this verse makes it very clear to us how this khilaf is going to be established, and we're going to take another look inshallah, giving a little tafsir of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying to us in this Quran in relationship to the issue of the khilafah. Allah has promised those among you who believe and work righteous deeds. Allah has promised. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His Quran shows us that when He promises, that He doesn't break His promise. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nisa, وَعَدُ اللَّهِ حَقًّا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. The promise of Allah is truth. And who is more truthful in their speech than Allah? أَلَا إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ in Surah Yunus. Is it the promise of Allah the truth? But most people don't know. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ in Surah Ar-Rum. The promise of Allah, and Allah doesn't break His promise, but most of the people do not know. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. O humanity, the promise of Allah is truth. In Surah Al-Safir, and in Surah Al-Ghafir, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ واستغفر لذنبك وسبح بحمد ربك بالعشي والإبكار. Allah تبارك وتعالى tells us, be patient. Be patient. Indeed the promise of Allah is truth. And seek forgiveness of your sins. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ. And praise and glorify the praises of your Lord after Dhuhr for the rest of the day and in the early morning. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Allah تبارك وتعالى, when He says Allah has promised those among you who believe and do good deeds, that Allah has promised and Allah doesn't break His promise, and that the promise of Allah تبارك وتعالى is truth. So when Allah says Allah has promised those from among you who believe and work righteous deeds, that He will make them leaders, khulafa, He will establish a khilafa for them in this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth, His promise is real, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has fulfilled His promise. As this verse is one of the miracles of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as He has told the people. This verse, before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had actually executed His promise. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has promised us that the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah will be established. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as of yet hasn't fulfilled that promise, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His safety and security when He does. Allah has fulfilled His promise that he made when He said, Allah has promised those from among you who believe and work righteous deeds that we will make them leaders in the earth, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had made His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the leader in the earth before His death alayhi salatu wa salam. And after Him, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had blessed our Khalifa Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, to be the rightly guided Khalifas and to establish leadership in the land, to show us that the promise of Allah is truthful. And that if we want this promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to be fulfilled with us, as it was fulfilled for those people before you, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, Allah has promised those from among you who believe and work righteous deeds that we will make them leaders. We will establish the khilafah for them in the land as we did those before them. Just as Allah told them that this will be established for them as a promise from Allah if they believe and do righteous deeds, as it was established for them and those before them, it could be established for us as it was established for those before us if we believe and do righteous deeds. If we have iman or faith and work righteous deeds, this khilafah will be established for us. And when we see ourselves not having this khilafah or this leadership established, the first thing we should be looking at is our iman and our righteous deeds, or our deeds. Because Allah doesn't break His promise, and Allah has promised us that we would be leaders if we have iman and we work righteous deeds. And this iman that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is talking about isn't just that belief in the heart. But this iman that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is talking about is a belief in the heart, a statement on the tongue, and actions with the body part, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made clear in His book and in the sunnah. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Rather, Allah has made this iman be loved to you and He has beautified it in your heart. This iman is in our heart, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes clear in the authentic hadith, which is collected by Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani in his book, where he brings the takhrij of the hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلُقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلُقُ الثَّوْبِ فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ أَن يُجَدِّدُوا إِيمَانَكُمْ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith says, indeed iman wears out from the inside of one of you just like clothing wears out. So ask Allah to renew the iman in your heart. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew the iman of Islam in our hearts, Because without this iman in our hearts, Allah will not fulfill His promise on us by making us leaders in the land. This iman is on our tongues, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this Quran, in these two ayats, is showing us that iman is a statement on our tongues, as Allah says, and those who have been given the book before it. Those who have been given the book, referring to the Torah and the Injil, before it, before the Quran, believe in it. And when it, the Quran, is recited to them, they say, we believe in it, it is the truth from our Lord. Indeed, before we heard it, we were Muslims. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in these verses, after He is establishing for us the fact that this iman is on the tongues of the believers, as they say, we believe in what was revealed to us, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this verse also shows us that there are people who have heard the Torah and the Injil, or those among the Jews and the Christians who are believers. There are those from among the Jews and the Christians who are believers. When they hear it, the Quran is recited to them, they say, we believe in it. It is the truth from our Lord. And we were believers before we heard it. Any Jew or a Christian, if he is a believer, there's one test for him. Recite that Quran to him. If he says, I believe in it, it is the truth from my Lord, he is a believer from among the Jews and the Christians. And if he denies it, he's a dirty, filthy, stinking, najis, mushrik. And if he dies on that ship and that kufr, he's headed to the hellfire, like it or not. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who sent his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain that which he has explained in the Quran, has made it clear to us that this iman that Allah is commanding us to have if we want to be leaders or to establish a khilafah in the earth is on our tongues, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim, al-imanu bid'un wa tab'una shu'ba afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah. That iman is 70 some branches or parts. And the best part, and in the narration, a'laha, or the uppermost part or branch, is the statement, la ilaha illallah. That statement, la ilaha illallah, is the statement of iman, because iman is on our tongues. And if we have this iman in our hearts, and on our tongues, fulfilling this iman, Allah will make us leaders in the earth. This iman of Islam that's on our tongues, we have to give this iman to the disbelieving people of this country. And whatever country we go to, whoever doesn't believe in the religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't accept from anyone who dies without it, al-Islam. This iman on our tongues, we should be telling the people about this iman. This iman is also a part of our action. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. And Allah will not leave their iman unrewarded. And here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is talking about the salah that they made to Jerusalem before Allah had made the Kaaba the Qibla for the Muslims. The Qibla used to be in the opposite direction towards Jerusalem before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala established that the Kaaba and Mecca would be our Qibla. Some people had died making salah to that Qibla. Meaning before the Kaaba was the Qibla, some Muslims had already died. The Jews had said, see, if it was the truth, if this religion was the truth, then why didn't those people die following the right Qibla? Showing that those people who died not making salah to the Qibla of the Kaaba and Mecca would die unrewarded. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us know in this book that this iman or this salah that they made to that Qibla and that they died on, Allah will not allow that to be unrewarded. So here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had called that salah iman, showing us that iman is the action. And it's not just a belief in our heart or a statement on our tongues, but it's also action with our body parts. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was questioned in this hadith by al-Bukhari, a Muslim, which deeds are the best?
قال إيمان بالله. When the Prophet was questioned which deeds, which actions are the best, he said إيمان in Allah, faith in Allah. This إيمان that Allah تبارك وتعالى wants us to have as a prerequisite before he's going to give us leadership or the khilafa in the earth, it is a belief in our hearts, it is a statement on our tongues, and it is action with our body parts, and it increases and decreases. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows us in Surah Al-Fath, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. And he is the one who has sent down the sakina, or the peace and tranquility, to the heart of the believers, so that it would increase their iman with iman. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is showing us that this iman increases. It increases with obedience to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it decreases with disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to have our iman on the rise, on the increase. We have to be fulfilling this iman, this faith in our hearts, on our tongues, and with our body parts, if we're going to be among those people who Allah has promised khilafa or khulafa or leadership or leaders in the land. Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous deeds that we will make them leaders in the land as we have made those before them leaders, to have iman and righteous deeds. And these righteous deeds that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is referring about are the deeds that He is mentioning in these ayat in the beginning of Surah Al-Mulk. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق السماوات الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in these verses says, blessed is the one who the dominion or the kingdom is in his hands, and he is qadir or has power over all things. He is the one who has created death and life to test you who is best indeed, who will have righteous deeds. Best indeed or righteous deeds are deeds that fulfill two conditions. Firstly, they have to be done sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then secondly, they must be on the religion of Islam, the deen that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to humanity, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes clear at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ كَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever desires to meet his Lord and to have his Lord pleased with him, whoever desires to meet his Lord, then let him work righteous deeds and don't ascribe any partners in worship with his Lord. The ulama explained that here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is showing us that two conditions must be fulfilled if our deeds are to be righteous and accepted in the sight of Allah, and that is, first, they must be righteous, meaning on the religion of Islam, on the sunnah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then secondly, and do not ascribe any partners in worship with him, meaning that these deeds, these beliefs, the statements on our tongues must be done sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brothers in Islam, our deeds must be done sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah in accordance with the religion of Allah. If we have the sincerity without being in accordance, it won't be accepted. If we have been in accordance without being sincere, the deeds won't be accepted. They won't be accepted from us until we fulfill both conditions of being sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah in accordance with the religion of Allah, the religion of Islam. And this is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants from us if we're going to be leaders in the land, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has promised us, and He doesn't break His promise. Allah has promised those from among you who believe and do righteous deeds that we will make them leaders in the land, as we have made those before them leaders in the land. This khilafah is going to be established just like that. If nobody's going to come up with a program, an understanding, a methodology, a conference, a meeting that He's going to establish the khilafah in, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to establish it for us, as He has promised, will we believe and do righteous deeds? Will we believe and do righteous deeds? Are you saying that all we have to do is believe and do righteous deeds? Then we'll be the leaders in the land and the Khilafah will be established just like that? Just like that. Just like when we call those disbelievers to Islam and we tell them, accept Islam, you'll be safe. They say, look, we, and I'm going to refer to a particular people that I'm among, myself, we, the African Americans in America, we have been oppressed before from the slave masters. Now you're telling me to accept Islam, and as Muslims, you still oppressed? We were oppressed before, now you're telling me to enter a religion, I'm going to be oppressed again? We have nothing to answer them with except yes. You may have been oppressed before and oppressed after, but the only way you're going to be saved and safe is if you accept Islam. We can't promise anyone anything other than what Allah promises. Like it who likes it, don't like it who don't like it. Just as Musa told his people, as Allah tells us in the Quran, قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا قَالَ عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Musa said to his people, seek assistance in Allah and be patient. Indeed, the earth is Allah's. He will leave to inherit it whoever He chooses, pleases from His servants, and those muttaqeen, or those who fear Allah. They said, we were oppressed before you came to us, and we are oppressed after you came to us. Musa said, your Lord will destroy your enemy and make you leaders in the land, and He's going to look at what you do. It's just that simple. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is looking at what we're doing. If we fulfill the conditions of iman and righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise will be a reality. Just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us glad tidings and an authentic hadith collected by Imam Ahmed and others than Imam Ahmed, Bashir هذه الأمة بالثناء والدين والرفعة والنصر والتمكين في الأرض فمن عمل منهم عمل الآخرة للدنيا لم يكن له في الآخرة من نصيب. Give glad tidings to this Ummah, to the Ummah of Muslims, that they will have the uppermost place on this earth, that they will have the deen that Allah is pleased with, al-Islam, that they would have success in the dunya and in the akhirah, that they will be victorious, and that they will have leadership in the land, so whoever among them does something for the akhirah, for reasons for the dunya, then he will have no portion of the akhirah. The Prophet of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who speaks the truth, has given us glad tidings that we will be leaders in this land. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. All we have to do is live up to that truth. Just as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes clear in the Quran, as He says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. And they desire, the disbelievers, they desire to put out the light of Allah, but Allah will complete His light even if the kafirs are hated. He is the one who sent His messenger with the religion of truth, so that He may make it prevail over all other religions, even if the mushrikun hate it. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is showing us that Islam is the religion that will prevail over all other religions, whether they like it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is showing us that. What are we going to show Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah has told us that he will complete this deed. Just as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala went on in the ayah and said, after he said, Allah has promised those among you who believe and work righteous deeds, that we will make them leaders in the land, as we have made those before them leaders in the land, and we will make firm for them the deed that he is pleased with. Allah will make firm in our hearts and the practice in our lives the deen that Allah is pleased with, the religion of Islam that Allah says about it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, أَلْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنَ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day, the disbelievers have given up all hope for your religion, so don't fear them, but fear me. This day I perfected for you my favor and completed, I have perfected for you your deen and completed my favor to you and have chosen for you Islam as a religion. This religion, al-Islam, that Allah has chosen. The religion of Allah, as Allah tells us, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the religion with Allah is Islam. The religion that won't be accepted from anyone if he dies on other than it, as Allah tells us, وَمَنْ يَبَتَغِ غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever desires a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be among the losers. This deen, this Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to make it firm in our hearts and in our lives and on earth. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a little clearer in this authentic hadith collected by Imam Ahmad, لَا يَبْقَى عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْعَرْضِ بَيْتُ مَدَرْ وَلَا وَضَرْ إِلَّا أَدَخَلَهُ اللَّهُ كَلِمَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِمَّا بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ ذِلِّ ظَلِيلٍ إِمَّا يَعِزُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فَيَجْعَلُهُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا أَوْ يَذِلَّهُمْ فَيَدِينُونَ لَهَا. There isn't a house in the city or the countryside on earth except that Allah will enter the word of Islam into that house, either by the might of the mighty or humiliation of those humiliated, the might that Allah gives to the people of this deen, or the humiliation that he gives for the other people. And Allah said, and the Prophet ﷺ in another narration makes it more clear that this Islam will be the religion of this world, and that it will enter everybody's house, and that we will be in charge. As he says, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ وَلَا يَتْرُكُ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَدَرْ وَلَا وَضَرْ إِلَّا أَدَخَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينِ بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ ذِلِّ ذَلِيلًا عِزًّا يَعِزُّهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ ذِلًّا يَذِلُّ بِهِ الْكُفْرِ. In this narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, this deen will reach what the day and night have reached. And the day and night have reached every place on the earth, even those places on the earth that don't see the day or the night until 6 months later. But it sees the day and it sees the night, and it will see the religion of Islam in every house in that earth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, that Allah would enter this deen into that house, either by the might of the mighty or the humiliation of the humiliated, might that Allah gives to Islam, for the humiliation that he gives to kufr. So this religion of Islam, that Allah will make it firm for them, that Allah is pleased with, this is the religion of Islam, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes it very clear that we will be the leaders. Just as the Prophet ﷺ makes it clear that we will be the leaders and that Islam will prevail if we fulfill those conditions. And we're not fulfilling those conditions and we're still impatient. Where is the Khalifa? Where is the Khilafah? Where is the Iman and the righteous deeds? Just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one of his companions in the hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari, and I'll just paraphrase it because our time is running short. One of the companions, Khabbab ibn al-Arit, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining that his back, the skin on his back was burnt off because the disbelieving mushrikeen put him in a suit of armor and laid him in the sun And so the sun heated the suit of armor in the desert and burnt all the skin off of his back, just because he believed in Allah. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, make dua for us. Ask Allah to give us the success. Look, showing his back. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about a people who came before them who used to have their heads split in half, and it wouldn't turn them from their deen. By a saw, sawing their head in half until it split open, it wouldn't turn them back from their deen. And that you, Allah will, that Allah will complete this deen. And you will see the victory and safety and peace, but you're just a people who are impatient. Just as they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows us in Surah Al-Baqarah, that they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when was the help of Allah? And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Indeed, the help of Allah is near. We're the ones that's impatient. Two things, if we fulfill, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make us leaders in the earth, but we're impatient. We think we're going to come to a lecture, or we're going to go to a meeting, and we're going to hear some talk about the khilafah, and who's going to be the khalifa, and we're going to come out with a consensus. Alhamdulillah, we have a khalifa. We're impatient people. We're ungrateful. And we don't live up to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has us to live up to. Otherwise, we see the success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given those people who believe and do righteous deeds. Allah has promised those among you who have iman and work righteous deeds that He will make them leaders in the land, as He has made those before them leaders, and that He will make them firm in the deen that He is pleased with, and He will replace their fear with safety. They used to have fear in Mecca, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslim success in Medina, and it was replaced. That fear was replaced with safety and security and peace, because at that time the Muslims were free to roam the earth and do as they please, worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with no fear. Allah's promise is real. Then Allah goes on to say, they worship me and they don't ascribe any other partners with me. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is giving us another prerequisite that we must fulfill if He's going to make us leaders in the earth. That is that we worship Him and we don't ascribe any partners in Him. We hear the verses in Quran where Allah tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, O humanity, I command you to worship your Lord who created you and those before you, so that perchance you may be God-fearing. وَمَا خَلَقُتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn or the humanity except to worship me. يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. O my people, and this is the statement of every messenger, O my people, worship Allah. No Lord, no deity has the right to be worshipped other than Him. We hear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala calling us to worship Him. Why don't we worship Him? Instead, we give excuses why we're not going to worship Allah. Oh, I'm going to get it together tomorrow. Inshallah, in the future. Inshallah, I'm going to do that. Inshallah, I'm going to do this. We give excuses when Allah has commanded us to worship Him, and then we're wondering where the khilafah is. And don't ascribe any partners with me, as Allah won't accept from anyone that he commits shirk, that he ascribe partners with Allah, as Allah tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِي وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive that you ascribe partners. Allah does not forgive that shirk is committed with Him, but He forgives anything other than that to whoever He pleases. Shirk is so widespread among the Muslims, you think that the Muslims are the mushrikeen. This grave worship in the land of the Muslims is so unbelievable that you would think that the part of the religion of Islam is grave worship. And I heard about it and read about it, and just recently I saw with my own eyes in Egypt, Muslims in the graveyard living in the big tombs. Tombs that they built for their so-called saints, and then now they're living in them, worshipping those saints. This is in almost every single Muslim country, you have them worshipping the graves. Even in Medina, You have people going to the grave of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worshipping the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh Messenger of Allah, allow my wife to have a baby. She hasn't had a baby. This shirk is in this ummah. And until we call the people to the tawheed of Allah, and to leave off this shirk of worshipping dead saints or living imams and sheikhs, how in the world is Allah going to make us leaders in the land when we worship Sheikh so-and-so? Akhir, the Messenger of Allah SWT commands you to do this. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands you to do that. Well, I didn't see the imam doing that. I didn't hear the imam tell me to do that. Sheikh so-and-so knows more than you. Why didn't Sheikh so-and-so tell us to do that? Worship of our sheikhs and our imams and our students and our leaders committing shirk, and we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the khilafah or leadership in the land from a simple meeting. Allah has promised those among you who have iman and work righteous deeds that He will make them leaders in the land as He has made those before them, and that He will make them firm on the religion that He is pleased with, and that He will replace their fear with safety. They worship me and they don't ascribe any partners with me. And whoever denies after that, whoever denies that Allah will establish this khilafah, all we have to do is fulfill our requirements. Whoever denies this, then he or they are those who are outside of obedience to Allah and His Messenger. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in the next ayah, as we've heard earlier, and I command you to establish the salah and to pay the zakat. Establish the salah 5 times a day in the masjid. We're not establishing the salah in the masjid and we're wondering where is the khilafah. And pay the zakat. Some Muslims haven't paid zakat in their life. Some Muslims don't even know how to pay zakat, or that they should pay zakat, except they say it on their tongue. We believe in the 5 pillars of Islam. You're not even practicing them. If the people were questioned, tell us how much money you make and how much money you spend every year and how much was saved over, so we can determine the zakat for that person. That person tell them, my money is mine and it's none of your business how much money I make. He should be happy the khilafah isn't established, but they come to him and they make him say how much money he has and he makes and he says, because he'll give up that zakat, or he'll be fought like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu fought the people who wouldn't give the zakat to the Messenger of Allah, to the Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I command them to establish the salah and pay the zakat and to obey the Messenger so that mercy may be shown on them. If we obey the Messenger, mercy will be shown on us. If we see no mercy, then we should check our obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do not, Allah goes on in the last ayah, and do not think that the kuffar are in control or leader or mu'jizin in this earth. Do not think that the kuffar are in charge. This is Allah's earth. He lets run it who He chooses. And He has promised us that He's going to let us run it and control it and rule this earth. When we have iman and good deeds, we worship Him and don't ascribe any other partners to Him. As Allah goes on to say, because their abode is the hellfire over the evil abode. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to benefit from that which we heard. If there was anything good, then it's from Allah. And if there was anything bad, then it's from me, and I seek Allah's forgiveness. Walhamdulillah, wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Okay, inshallah, now we're going to take questions and answers in written form only. The brothers walking around have some paper for you to write on. Just pass your questions to the center of the aisle and one of the brothers will walk by and pick it up. The questions have to be pertinent to the subject that was discussed and they have to be legible. Alright, so while the people write the questions, I have a few other announcements. Everybody should keep the tickets you got, because we got 3 lectures, and when we break and we enter, the brothers will be checking the tickets. And as far as the vending area, for sure there's no Freemason in this land. And today we are in control of this environment, so what we are establishing now is that during the break we're asking the sisters to stay up in the room. If any of you brothers need to talk to your families, you can talk to them in the hallway or upstairs.
But during the break, the brothers only should be down in the vending area. If you got to get your people some food, you can get it and bring it back up, and they can eat it in their room over there. And when the lectures start, there will be no brothers downstairs. All the brothers should be upstairs, and the sisters have free reign down there. You know, if they need money, just give them the cash, but you don't go down there. And the next lecture will be starting promptly at the time we have on our agenda. Even though we ran a little over, we're going to try to stay on schedule. So we'll be making salat right at about 3:35 or 3:40, inshallah. And directly after salat, we'll stay in the room and we'll begin the lecture, inshallah. And if anybody was not quite sure on what Ilm Online is, I just want to take a minute to explain that. This is just using some of the telecommunications technology to bring the classes that we have of the people of knowledge like Abu Muslim, Abu Osama, Dawood Adeem, and make these classes that we have on a weekly basis. We have 2 or 3 classes a week at the Islamic Center East Orange. Make those available to everyone anywhere, and just as easy as you calling the 800 number and terminating your access code, and you can be in your living room, you and your wife, or you can be in your masjid with 300 people, and you can listen to the class, and when questions and answers come, you can ask questions from where you're at. So we're just trying to put some of this technology to work to give this dawah, you know, because a lot of the brothers that give the dawah, they just can't travel all over. They got families also. So this is a way that people can benefit that are really seeking knowledge from the classes we have and lectures like this without leaving their town or their houses. Or even women, you know, who should really try to stay in the home as much as possible, they can gather over sister's house, you know. And it would only cost the amount of on-air time. We broke it down what the cost is. But it can be one person or it can be 1,000 people, you know. So this is what this fundraiser is about. We're trying to get the program initiated by getting the equipment we need to broadcast the classes to the conference and lectures and anything we deem of importance of this dawah that the people need to be part of. So we can take it to lectures like this. Today someone could have sat in California and participated in this lecture. Listen to it. When the floor was opened up, it was in California, and they could ask whatever questions they got. So this is what this fundraiser is about today. And if any brothers feel inclined to give any contributions at the ticket desk, you can just give to the brothers whatever you got. So if there are any questions, we can bring them up. All right, if there's no questions right now, the vending area is open for the brothers. If anybody needs to talk to their family, they can talk up here. Abu Muslim has one more statement, and there's one question coming up. And if the students have any questions, they can bring it to the divider.
The first question, when the Khilafah is established, will the Khalifa be of Ahlul Quraysh? Is there the leo for this or not? There are so many authentic hadith that they call, the ulama of hadith call the hadith tawatur, or the hadith that there's no doubt about it, its authenticity. Like the Quran. No one has to doubt is the Quran kept intact or not. And there are certain hadith that because of their widespread knowledge of these hadith, that they have come down generation after generation just like the Quran. Among those hadith are, and this is a paraphrase translation, is that so long as there are two people on the earth, the leader will be from among the Quraysh. So yes, the leader or the Khalifa of the Muslims is supposed to be from among the Quraysh, and that it was established by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This isn't Arab nationalism or tribalism by choosing Quraysh. This is the religion of Islam that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent his messenger with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you say, I follow what the messenger brings, he brought to you that the Khalifa will be from the Quraysh. Ignorance of deen versus rejection of revelation. Discuss. I don't know. Ignorance of deen versus rejection of revelation. I don't know, but the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear ignorance of the deen and rejection of revelation is A lot of times I hear brothers say that such and such a group or such and such a person has denied a revelation. He didn't deny an ayah in the Quran because he didn't work by it. And he didn't deny a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he didn't work by it. But it was his ignorance of the deen that made him do or say contrary to what Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought us in this religion. And for this, I would just recommend for myself and for the brothers that we should be very slow at saying that a particular brother or sister has denied an ayah in Quran, and that it would be easier for us to say that out of that person's ignorance that they didn't understand or practice a particular ayah, because rejection of revelation is kufr and ignorance is just whatever they call it. What is the difference of khilafa and khalafa, which is good and which is bad? I don't know what khalafa means. They wrote it in English. Khalifa and khilafa. Khalifa is the person or the leader. Khilafa is the office of leadership. So the khalifa is the person and the khilafa is the office. So leader and leadership. Khalifa, leader. Khilafa, leadership. And both of them are good. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman, to make our deeds righteous, and to help us worship Him and don't ascribe any partners in Him. Can you please explain the word khalifa or khilafa? It means, I think we just dealt with that. A while back, I believe you stated that there is no khilafa, so there shouldn't be a dayya. Can you please make that point clear? The issue of dayya will be discussed, inshallah ta'ala, by our brother, Al-Akh al-Fadil, Abu Usama Khalifa Zahabi, and I'll let him expound on that. But the issue that there's no khalifa, I don't think that any Muslim denies that there's no khilafa. And I did want to end my talk off with this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now that, before I say it, I have fear that it might be a part of the discussion of bay'ah. But I'll just mention in general that one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Prophet, suppose there's no group and there's no leader. He questioned the Prophet ﷺ about the bad times that would come when there is no group of people who have given the bay'ah to the leader. If we find ourselves in that situation, what should we do? And the Prophet ﷺ said, فَاعْتَزِلْ تِلْكَ الْفِرَقَ كُلَّهَا. I command you to stay away from all of those groups. I command you to stay away from all of those groups. We find ourselves not in the time of khilafa. Anybody who brings up a group, the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to stay away from that group. I thought a khalifa is a successor after the Prophet ﷺ. Specify what specifically what is a khalifa. Yeah, a khalifa, which is the terminology that was given to those leaders after the leadership of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. Abu Bakr was a khalifa to the Prophet ﷺ. Omar, Khalifa, meaning one that took over the leadership after him. Omar was the Khalifa of the Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah. He was the Khalifa after Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Uthman was the Khalifa of the Khalifa of the Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, that would have continued up until nowadays. It would have been Khalifa, the Khalifa, the Khalifa, the Khalifa. And they stopped that terminology and just called him the leader of the Muslims, or as they call Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, or Amir of the Believers, and that the Khalifa is the successor. So going down the line, eventually that chain goes back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Why does it appear that kufr are in charge? It appears that kufr is in charge because the lack of our iman
and our righteous deeds. The lack of our worship and the ascribing of partners with Allah that's prevalent in the Muslim Ummah. That we're not establishing the Salah, and we're not paying the Zakat, and we're not obeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we're just giving lip service to this religion. So it appears that Kufr is in charge. But Kufr isn't, as Allah makes it clear, their abode is the hellfire or the evil abode. And that Allah only given them this dunya so that they can enjoy it for a point of time, and then He's going to take them where He's going to punish them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His safety. There are some Muslims who, or groups that state that there is an ayah in the Quran that states or says that a group or his will arise among you. Please explain. If that group isn't the group that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about when he says, وَلَا تَزَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الْحَقِّ مَنْصُورِينَ, the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, and there will never cease to be a group of people on the truth and victorious, if it isn't that group that the ayat in the Quran and some of them that we have mentioned, if it isn't referring to them, then I don't know who they are. As one of the scholars of Islam says, if the people, if this group that the Prophet ﷺ said there will never cease to be a group victorious and on the truth, they said if that group isn't the people of Hadith, or the people who follow the Quran and the Sunnah, as the Quran is also considered Hadith, and the Hadith is Hadith, as we mentioned in the beginning of the talk, that the best Hadith is the Book of Allah. And Allah tells us in the Quran, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ, and then what other hadith will you believe in if you don't believe in this? Referring to the Quran. So the people of hadith, or the people of the Quran and the Sunnah, if they aren't that group, then I don't know who that group is. So that group that will arise is not going to arise. It has always been there from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are the people who are on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those people that follow them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His success. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.